Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. I'm Melissa Dealey.
And I'm Billy Agwe.
And today we are super excited to have the wonderful Jenny Rice with us. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Thank you. I'm so very excited to be here with you guys.
We are excited to have you here, and I just want to introduce you to the audience. Jenny Rice is a visionary business strategist, transformational coach, and course creation expert who helps coaches, holistic practitioners, and solopreneurs break free from limitations, monetize their expertise, and scale their impact effortlessly. Jenny believes that success isn't just about strategy, it's about alignment. Most entrepreneurs struggle because of unconscious blocks, limiting beliefs, and internal resistance that keep them stuck in self-doubt, procrastination, and fear of failure. With extensive training in mindset reprogramming, energy healing, and holistic transformation, Jenny combines her certifications of neuro-linguistic programming, Create Your Future, and hypnosis, and multiple energy healing techniques to help clients release deep-seated fears, emotional blocks, and unconscious patterns. Love, love, love this, Jenny.
Wow, that sounds really great. Who is that?
Yeah, right?
That's actually you.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back. Yeah,
own it, sister.
Yeah.
It is you. And while we are talking about you, let's just go back in your story, because I know that you actually weren't always that person. You've done a lot of work to get to being this person today. You've come from Victim Island to Solution City, and I would love for you to share that journey for you.
Absolutely. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, because when I look back on my life and the challenges that I faced years, many years ago, even recently, in that I got caught up in my head around churning and trying to figure everything out. I'm a really good planner. So I would plan, what if this, what if that, what if this, what do we do for that? And I would come up with a really good strategy for it, but it didn't impact my emotions. And I suffered from anxiety. I suffered from really anticipatory worry. I would anticipate problems coming up. And then I would be like, okay, if this problem comes up, what do I do with that? And I ended up exhausting my mind, because I would think of all the different permutations and combinations of potential problems. And guess what?
Exhausting.
And guess what happens when you focus on problems? What happens? You attract more problems.
You do.
Right? So the first thing I did is actually I became a law of attraction coach. And that was the first step in my transformation, was to understand that law, to understand that we're vibrational beings, and what you put your attention on really makes a difference in how you show up in the world. So that was my first sort of foray into how can I help shift things. And then I remember when I was, it was a quite extensive coaching program. And so I had to practice a lot. I had to submit my hours and things like that. And as I did that, I found people that I was working with were transforming their lives. And I was like, but mine isn't being transformed the same level. How can I be helping them and not helping myself? And that brought in a deeper awareness around, I have some unconscious blocks that I need to work on. And I need to really look inside of me, because I was given from my parents, from generations of worry. My mother would say to me, she said, Jenny, worry, if I worry about something, that means it's not going to happen. So she would worry about things, and then she'd say, well, then they wouldn't happen. So guess what? Her life was full of worry, worry this, worry that, worry that. And I think that was passed down to me, you know, subconsciously on a different level energetically. So I would worry about things, anticipate things, and I didn't realize my unconscious programming was so deep and so into that. So that took me on another journey. And the first thing I did was become an EFT practitioner. And that was amazing, because I was able to subside my intense emotions, the anxiety, the worry and things like that, and really work through it. But I was still stuck. I was still not the person I knew I could be. I ended up having an amazing son, brilliant, amazing, beautiful boy, and I suffered from severe postpartum depression. And it was a really rough time, because I'm a single mom who was actually conceived through an anonymous donor, so just him and me. So I was on my own, And I was like, how do I process all this angst and all this worry? And again, it went me on a deeper path of saying, okay, what are my blocks, my unconscious blocks? And then through different things, different modalities, I found you guys and learned even more about NLP, about unconscious blocks, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, and things like that, that have really gone to the deeper levels that I'm not even aware of. It's sort of like having blind spots that you don't even know that you have, right? And one of the greatest stories I have is, it's so interesting, me being live on this podcast now a year ago would not have happened.
Right.
I was stalked before. And so I was like, I would like be in public and somebody have their camera and I'd duck like this. I actually, even believe it or not, a year ago, I hired a company to do all my social media videos and I hired an actor to do it instead of me.
Wow.
You know how much that costs?
Know that.
You know how much that costs to do that?
A lot.
Yeah. So we had to write the script and then she had to do it. She was fabulous, but it wasn't me. Right. And I said, there's no way I'm going on camera. There's no way. And it wasn't until I worked with you guys in my first practitioner course that I didn't even realize that it had healed, because all of a sudden I was popping on camera. So guess how many videos I have done now?
How many?
Gotta guess.
I know you're a tech guru. So that was last fall. I bet you've done close to 100 at least.
No, about 300.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's more than one a day. Good
yep.
for you, Jenny.
Yeah. So I would do my hair and makeup, and then I would do a whole bunch on the weekend and do all that. And I got really good at it, but I was willing to show up. I was willing to be on camera. I was willing to be present. And it was interesting because the first time I posted it, there was a bit of panic around, oh my God, I'm going to be seen. And then I was like, you know what? It doesn't really matter. I am who I am. I show up who I am. That's what matters. That's what's really important. Right?
First time's always the hardest, the scary. And then you realize, oh, that actually wasn't so scary, was it?
Right.
Die. And oh, look, I can keep doing it.
Right. And what's interesting too is that I gained a lot of weight during the pandemic. I used to actually be really quite slim. So that was part of a, you know, you don't want to see people that knew you from high school saying, what happened to her? Right. So I was a bit hesitant about that too. But then that went away too, because it's like, what matters is who you show up as. It doesn't really matter exactly what you look like. It's who your energy is, who you're being present to, that's really important. So that really made such a huge difference in my life and being able to show up for other people.
And showing up authentically as yourself.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, Jenny, I have seen the transformation in you. And I mean, just from listening to you talk and the confidence in your voice, even when you were in the courses, is literally, because we haven't talked to you for a couple months, it is gone so powerful. I really feel that energy. So it's an honor to have seen you are one of the greatest transformations, I think, that we've seen in our courses. And being seen is a huge thing, because it's me, it's my face. And the fact that you're out there and you're just standing in your most beautiful power, it literally is so beautiful to watch. So my question for you, and you've answered a lot of it in this beautiful beginning of our podcast here, is how has your life or the impact now been amplified since integrating this work in ways that you never would have expected? One of them I know already is being on scene or on camera, or something that you never thought you would have achieved through conscious effort alone.
Okay. So I'm gonna answer that in two parts. One is that, and I've been having some medical issues with my son, let's just say, recently, and they've been very difficult, but I have been very grounded in handling them. And it's funny because I had a friend today who something had happened to her and she was in panic mode. And I looked at her and I said, oh my God, that used to be me. She was churning and churning. And I was trying to get her just to calm down and breathe and say, okay, you're in your head. You're making things worse because you're thinking of it. And I said, that used to be me, you know, that would go into that reaction mode.
And you recognize that now, right?
And it was so interesting. And I was exhausted by talking with her. Because she had to go there. She just didn't know the techniques to be able to do it. And so I'm finding now that I'm really chill.
Yeah.
And I don't overreact.
You now know how to clear the screen, whereas she is still living in the
yes. Yes.
right? Or, and that's the difference, is we create the horror show or you can create the love story. And now with these tools, you have the ability to create the love story.
And exactly.
Yeah, go on.
Well, it's that I don't go there to have to clear the screen. It's almost like I'm able to, I don't know what the right word is, able to detach enough that I'm like, okay, this is something I can only be present to. I can't go in there and change it and influence it. So there's no point getting upset. There's no point in overreacting. It's just be present to it. And so I don't overreact. I don't get all churned up. I don't get anxious. I mean, things still upset me, but not at that level where it used to trigger me before and send me down into, you know.
You don't get stuck on Victim Island anymore. Now you
exactly. That's well said.
City.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes. And I can recognize it when I'm there. And, you know, I do a lot of meditations. I do some hypnotherapy on myself and things like that. And so I know when I'm going down there, and I'm much able to switch over and clear the screen much quicker because I'm aware now, okay, I can hear myself talk. I can hear the negativity. I can hear the energy, and it's not where I want to go. So it's like shifted. And so.
And that is the real big theme that we've noticed with people coming through the program is the awareness piece. Now you have the awareness that, that doesn't feel good anymore, right? And you know how we're always saying, like, Solution City's got the better restaurants and amusement parks, and it's because it feels better over there. And it's the awareness piece that now you know, just like you, I love that you said that it was exhausting when you're talking to people who aren't Victim Island. It's because we know how life is over here on Solution City. So how else have you now, obviously you know that you couldn't have done that at a conscious level. Where was the difference with, you know, now that you know there was things out of your awareness, which is through the unconscious? How has that affected how you do life now?
So you mean in how I react to situations or? Yeah. So when I get triggered, and I do, because life is life, right?
Yeah.
In that I use my toolkit.
Yeah.
So I do different things, whether it's self-hypnosis, whether it's a meditation, whether it's breathing exercises. I reach out to our, you know, our wonderful community of people to say, hey, you know, can you help me release this limiting belief? And that's what's so magical about the work that you guys do is that it's graceful and it's ease and flow. It's not heavy, heavy lift, right? I've been in therapy. I did it for years and years and years, and it was helpful, but it didn't help me heal, right? So this is about shifting it at such a rapid level that is so graceful. It's not difficult. It's hard to explain to people too how it's done because they're like, oh, this sounds a bit, you know, difficult, but it's not. It's so graceful and easy and flow. You just got to show up, really.
Lindsay guided, right?
So I have my easy button.
Yeah.
And we call ourselves the guides, and your unconscious mind is the coach. And it is literally as easy as you're talking about. You just need to listen to the guide and be guided through the process. Everyone has an unconscious mind, and the unconscious mind remembers everything. So we don't have to rehash the experience. We just need to get the learnings.
Right.
And when we have the learnings, the unconscious mind can release the negative emotions that have been stuffed down for years or the limiting beliefs that we have had programmed into us since a young
age. Absolutely. It's interesting. Somebody told me once, they said, Jenny, you're very complex. And he said, your layers of stuff or limiting beliefs is like spaghetti, what do you call it, road, you know, where the roads cross over and things like that. It's really deep. And she said to me, she said, you know what, you've probably been, you know, at that point I was in my 30s, I think 40s. She said, you've been doing this for 40 years. It's okay if it takes 2 to 5 years for you to help heal it. And now I'm like, it doesn't need to take 2 to 5 years. You can do it magically, quickly. So that's what the most exciting part about this work is, that it doesn't have to take years. It doesn't have to take revisiting all the trauma that we've had, all the difficulties we have. It can be doing it gracefully and easily and very quickly.
And without all the exhaustion. And that's
yes.
A key piece too, because I remember when we first met, and that's a number of years ago now, that you were really struggling with that exhaustion. And as a single mom, you know, obviously your priority is looking after your son. And how do you do that when you're on the path to burn out yourself?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So being able to understand how the programming from your mom and all the worry and having to come up with every possible solution and then focusing on the problem and getting more problems was exhausting you. And when we rewire your neurology so that you understand you don't need to do that.
Uh-huh.
Instead, you need to just focus on what you want, because then you get more of what you want. And when life happens, you have the tools to get yourself back to focusing on what you want really
fast.
And then you don't have the exhaustion. You actually have good energy.
Absolutely. I don't know if I told you guys this story, but people used to call me a human doing.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago,
women in general.
Yeah. But I was a high achiever. I have always been in like top class, do everything the best. And I joined the Navy and went through basic training with mono. And I had to keep it a secret because it's contagious. If I told them, they'd kick me out, right? And I was stubborn. I was so sick. I'd come home every night crying, but I did not quit. I actually ended up winning the best female recruit award, even after going all through that. And I got very sick for years, and the doctors finally diagnosed me with chronic fatigue syndrome. And he said to me, "You are never going to work full time. You will never be a contributing member to society." Those were his words. So I told him where to shove it.
Good for you.
And I said, "No, I'm on my own healing journey." And it was a really good awakening, because it was sort of like, I'm not going to live by the limitations of other people's beliefs and what they're going to dump on me, right? So that really, in a way, got me on a journey of, I don't have to be like this. I don't always have to be tired. And it got me out of that spinning place of, I have to achieve at all costs, because I probably should not have gone through basic training with mono. It's not a smart thing to do.
Yeah, not recommended for anybody listening. Do not do this.
Right. And then I got even more after I said, well, I want to run a marathon one day, because you will never run a marathon. So I proved him wrong. I ran the New York Marathon, you know, and I don't believe anybody's really built to run a marathon, but I still did it. Took me a long time, but I completed that. So I'm very driven, but now I see, you know, where do I really want to be, more so than the external show of it, but how does that make me feel,
mm-hmm.
right? Do I want to run a marathon because I want to prove to the world that I can do it, or do I want it because it's important to me?
Right.
And there's a big shift of that awareness and that perspective on what's important to me versus what do I need to prove to everybody else?
Right. And that shift comes through this work where you're able to leave ego behind, right? It's
yes.
ego where that's driving you to prove things to everybody else, right? And it's also ego saying, well, you're not good enough to be seen yet, so you can't be seen. And as you shift all of this, that I can be seen, I can show up authentically as myself, coming from a place of love and leading with my heart. And is it important to me? Because if not, I'm not going to invest my time, money, or energy in it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Love that.
I think my key message here is that when people are listening to the podcast and reading the book, is that you work on yourself, you're open to it, but there's things behind there that you're just not aware of. And it took me years and like 12 different, you know, qualifications and studies and things like that to realize I still had blocks. I just didn't know they were there. And that to me is the big difference in that. And I can't even really clarify what the blocks are, but they're gone, or a lot of them are gone anyway. So
you could name it. That ain't it.
Right. Good point. Yeah. So that's the key message I have here, is that the beauty of this work is that because you're dealing on an unconscious level, you're bypassing that brain that has to figure it out and analyze and get all the answers, and just doing it at that level. And that's what's so graceful and amazing about it.
Absolutely. Love that. And on that note, I just want to ask you, as you've gone through this work, was there one moment or one particular breakthrough where you truly felt your identity shift, where something just clicked at an unconscious level into the new version of you?
You know where it was is when we were practicing the timeline therapy with somebody else, because, you know, I'm a perfectionist and I wanted to get it right. And I'm like, no, I just need to show up. And so it was that awareness that it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, I can just be there. And it went so well. And I felt a shift in me doing it too, to other people, because I benefited too. It wasn't just the other person who had some transformation. There was that there. So if I had to think of one moment, like in that training, that's probably where it was. And then the interesting part about this is that I think the shifts were so on the unconscious level, I don't know if I can name them all. Do you know what I mean? It's like you just said, I'm showing up differently. So how that really is, I can't really name or be specific because I'm in it and I'm doing it, if that makes sense.
Totally. Because sometimes you something happens and you react a different way, or you say something and you're like, who said that? What? That was me.
Where did it come from?
And all of a sudden, there's the awareness piece that, wow, I normally would have responded like that, or I normally would have said that. And now this new word is coming out. That's when those changes happen, right? And we don't realize it until that situation comes up again. Just because I'm like therapy, you know, we're not creating zombies here. However, you know, if you come, that's why when we future pace and it says, you know, if something happens again in the future, how do you react? That's when the reaction is different, right? It's not inappropriate or unwarranted emotion. Because a lot of the times that's what happens when we have unresolved emotions and it's inappropriate, right? Like the whole concept of crying over spilled milk is a deep, deep meaning. It means there's unresolved emotions there.
Yeah. And I don't cry over spilled milk or anything spilled anymore. So it's done. And I try to teach that to my son too. It's like, oh, well, you know what? Let's just move on and let's, you know, go with it. But I think the coolest part was, I don't even think I even realized until I told you guys I was doing the videos. Remember when I said I didn't want you guys to post my video?
Mm-hmm.
I said, take it off. And then I was like, wait a minute, you don't need to take it off. And it wasn't like a conscious thing. It was just sort of casual, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I remember
you
that.
You created a video Cora
with you.
Yeah.
I was texting with you. I was traveling. I was in an airport and I got the email or the text asking me to take it down. And then it was just a couple moments later. Actually, you know what? Leave it. I'm good with it. And
I think
literally within a video of you completing your first practitioner level training.
Yeah, I think it was right after.
Yeah.
But I don't even think at that level, I didn't realize the transformation there until I started just posting videos. It's like, oh my God, I just posted like 10 videos, you know, so.
Why we love me, not an actress I hire. Be me.
And this is why we so encourage people coming to the Master Practitioner. And you were one of our first students to come through the Master Practitioner course, was because you get the four breakthroughs of yourself there, right? And you have such a similar story where you came in here doubting, thinking, oh, this is not for me. And then through Master Prac, when you finally got rid of all the limiting beliefs and realized, wait a minute, I can help people, because you see how it affected you in such a profound way that I just literally got to read a script. This is very, you know, easy, quote unquote, because it's not complicated. You don't have to have, you know, go to school for years and years and years, which is another, you know, misconception of programming. I was one of those. I was wanting to go to get my master's in counseling so I could be a counselor, because I still wanted to help people. And thank God the universe led me here, because man, this is so much easier, like you said, and quicker.
Yeah.
And so much more gentler.
Absolutely.
About the trauma.
Yeah. And it must be so exciting for you guys to see the shifts in your students and in people, because you're on the outside, you know, seeing it. So that must be a really cool perspective you have too.
Well, I know the Jenny that I met the first time and the Jenny I see now today on our podcast is a completely different version. And you're not
exciting.
You're not done. It's just going to go more and more and more, right? Because we're never done, right? You're done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Done here in this lifetime, and you're going to keep going. So you have been an amazing part of our community. I know the resources that you have brought, your course creator course. You know, I know I want you to talk a little bit about that, because you're so good at it. And I know you've helped us create some courses and some workbooks. And for one, you're really fast, which we really appreciate in this day and age. Sometimes, you know, it takes a long time to get things done. And I want to talk about how did your, because it's no coincidence that your company is called Holistic Course Creator, right? And this is what we do here is holistic healing. How has that shifted now that you have done this work? Like, how do you approach that part of it differently?
There's three different angles probably that you want to chat about. Is one is I'm not caught up in the sales process anymore. Yeah. It's like I'm attracting the right people in.
Yeah.
And the wrong people won't come in, and it's okay. I don't need to fret about things. So the calmness is there, which has been really a blessing, because there's been uncertainty and there's been unknowns, but it's like it'll work itself out rather than going through that churning kind of thing. I'm finding I'm getting much quicker at putting things together, and I'm leveraging AI, and I'm loving AI. I'm actually taking courses in AI. I've actually started a podcast called AI Biz Tips because I really think it's brilliant and it's helping. I use
a podcast?
Yes.
A girl that didn't want to be seen has a podcast now?
Oh my gosh, you're blowing my mind, Jenny.
Yeah.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right.
So it's okay. So yes. And so it's all about AI and how I can bring that into people. So a few clients I'm working with now, we're leveraging that. I've actually just finished developing a very technical course, 100% through AI, and it's landed really well and things like that. So I'm finding that even the tools that come to me with my work make it so much easier, right? It doesn't have to be this long and arduous task. It can be really much more elegant in how it's done. I have an amazing team. I have 12 people in my team. I've just actually hired somebody else, so 13 now, that are brilliant at what they do. So they're all experts in their area. That really help me look good because clients see me. They don't see all the people behind the scenes doing the work, but they're really, I have an amazing team that does great work.
Wow. That's love that. And congratulations. And what I really love is how you said, I'm just attracting the right people to me and I don't fret, because I know that you had a really big contract that went sideways very soon after you completed Master Practitioner. And that, you know, losing a big contract, losing a job is one of the biggest causes of people going, boom, back to victim island, right?
Uh-huh.
And you started to go there because life happens and that's natural and we do. And I also saw how quickly you got back off victim island and said, nope, don't want to be there. I'm going to focus on what I want. And once again, landed on your feet, new contracts, and continuing to be working holistic course creator as well. And so I love that you showed up for this work for your own personal healing and personal growth. You had no intention of using this work in your business. And yet when you came through Master Practitioner, you had all sorts of ahas as to how you could bring this work into your business. And before we were even finished the training, you were already in creation mode and you were so excited about it. So I'd also love for you to talk about that, because that sets you apart from all the other course creators that are out there that don't have the tools that you have.
Absolutely. And so how I work with clients is, and I don't do this with all clients, I sort of see the right fit, because I don't want to have to persuade people that this is part of it. But I think there's two parts to this, is the formal techniques to do with clients, and the informal ones where I hold the space for them to say, don't fret about this, we'll get this done kind of thing, and how I show up and how I work with clients. Because I have three clients right now that are a bit frenetic, and it's sort of like, well, I'm going to stay calm. They're just doing their thing or whatever. And then, you know, sort of pick and choose where people I find that will be open to this type of work. And I'm really excited myself, I developed a course to teach people about the unconscious mind so they get that piece of it before they do this deeper work. Because a lot of people are like, you know, oh, you're going to hypnotize me? Am I going to do something weird and crazy? And they're hesitant without really knowing what the unconscious mind is and how it works. So I developed a course, again, all through AI. I had so much fun doing it. Even had AI voice recording done for that one. So now with people that work with me, they go through that first. So they have that conscious awareness of what the unconscious is before we go and do the work.
Congratulations. That sounds amazing and brilliant idea, and saves you a lot of time and energy again, because you've got the course and you require them to go through it. And then that opens them up to far greater possibilities than they ever thought existed simply by starting with that one course.
Yes, absolutely. And then that's their conscious brain going through it and saying there's awareness there. So that, and then they're like, oh, I can show up and do this. So it makes it much easier, you know, at that level too.
Beautiful.
That's so cool, Jenny. I love they're using AI. We've been using it a lot too. And, you know, it is the future and we have to jump on the train. And so, you know, I know where we've collaborated a lot and I'm excited for, you know, how we can create some more collaborations for the future. So I want to ask you, Jenny, what does amplify your life mean to you, and how do you embody that every day?
So I think it's back to, I think what we talked about, your vibrational being, and that I play a Joe Dispenza tape meditation 30 minutes, at least 2 to 3 times a week. And it's partly for my unconscious mind, but it's also my conscious mind to remind me, because I'm reprogramming neuroplasticity in my brain, right? And so it's about making those conscious choices so you become the creator and the cause of your life, you know, not the output kind of thing, so that you become that conscious creator in your life. So it's amplifying what do you want to attract in your life versus being on a victim island where you're just struggling, churning, confused in your head, not really moving forward. So it's about focusing on what you do want and that vibrational part of it, and then amplifying that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And really what we always say, like, tap into the 90% of your mind. Why are you just using the 10%? Why are we limiting ourselves? And it's not we're doing it on purpose. We just don't know, right? And now you know better, so you do better. So yeah. I love
it. Yeah. Yeah. I think the biggest thing that's impacted me is the awareness and the my ability to observe myself and not go down the rabbit hole, because that was my, you know, my go-to reaction. And I wouldn't even realize in the rabbit hole till days later. And then, you know, you're too far in it. You're just like, oh my God. And I always had, because my, you know, I have a strong analytical brain, so I had to figure things out. And so I would spend so much energy trying to figure things out and solve it versus just stepping into it.
With trust and faith.
Yes.
You were supported. And because you have alignment with your unconscious mind, your conscious mind, and your higher self, that the resources that you need are coming to you.
Yes. And it's funny, because a couple of times I've been stuck in the last few weeks, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna be in this little churn for, give myself an hour or two, and because it didn't feel ready to move out of it, but I was like, I'm aware that I'm there now, so it's not the same thing. It's not the lack of awareness. I'm observing it. So then I can have a conscious shift and say, I need to go do a meditation. I need to go for a walk. I need to go pet my dog. I need to go do some gratitude. I love my gratitude, my daily gratitude. My title is Chief Gratitude Officer, because I really believe in focusing on the gratitude is that energy and vibration of receivership, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Love all of that. Oh my goodness, Jenny, you have come so far and we are so proud of you. And as you commented on earlier, it is so fulfilling for us to see our students come through these programs, work on themselves, have these brilliant transformations.
Get out of their own way.
Get out of their own way, and then go out and see what you're doing in the world and how you're helping others.
Amplifying impact.
Yep.
Exactly. Absolutely beautiful to see. So I'm sure there's lots of listeners here who relate to various different aspects of your story, not the least of which is you didn't want to be seen. And now you happily show up and have created 300 videos in less than a year. If they want to work with you, what is the best way for them to get hold of you?
Yeah, if people are looking to develop a course, you can go to holisticcoursecreator.com. And then I talk a little bit about my holistic perspective on that too. If you're looking for the, I guess, the easier mindset coaching, I have a website called mastermindsetcoach.com, where you can find out more about me and my approach for that.
Beautiful. So highly recommend you reach out to Jenny, and she will, whether it's course creation or whether it's your own mindset creation or renovation, if we want to say that.
Or both.
Reach out to Jenny, because she will get you moving forward and creating the most beautiful life. So thank you so much for coming here and joining us here today, sharing your story, Jenny. Yes, we love you. We love
that. I love that.
How you've shown up for yourself, and also something you mentioned earlier, that you're teaching this to your son. Uh-huh. And that's the beauty of this work, is that we
can pass it on
ourselves, and we can pass it on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And hopefully this friend that was struggling today, because I was so calm, that there was a shift in that too, you know, and maybe I might even do some other work with her on that note, because she's in turmoil right now because of what happened.
And just knowing that if it was old Jenny supporting her, your turmoil that you would have gone into, would have deepened her turmoil. And even though you didn't get her out of it in the moment, because obviously it wasn't a coaching session or anything else, we're not trying to fix people here. We're just supporting. And that's what you did. And she wasn't ready to come out of it yet. However, you've planted a seed.
Absolutely.
You certainly didn't have her go deeper.
And I didn't get triggered by it.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Which was the big thing. It was like, okay, I can see her going down that rabbit hole. I don't need to go there anymore. And I stay completely calm. And it's like, we can work this out. We can work this out.
You kept your screen clear. So You're amazing, Jenny. Thank you for being here. It's been so fun chatting with you and seeing all that you're up to. We're so proud of you and we're so excited for what is to come.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being my guides and my support. I love you guys and really appreciate you.
We love you.
We love you too.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.